anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
You're listening to Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, the spark of the South. Listen to hits from the 70s to now. Find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a blessed week. This is an impromptu episode today. I have something that is on my heart that I really want to mention. It's something that actually kept me up all night long. Let me just start out by saying I go to Hope Church, and our pastor has two churches, one in Lafourche Parish and one in St. Charles. So he has a good bit of members that he has to remember and recognize. And last night they had a serve team meeting, and it was really great. He had pizza and salad and king cake, and it was nice. But he also talked to us a little bit about serving. But he started out with this story, and of course, it's an unnamed person. We don't know who it is. I don't even know what church they went to, if it was Lafourche or St. Charles. All I know is this person had only gone to church maybe two times, and then they stopped going. But my pastor is so astute that even if you went to his church two times, he'll remember you, and he'll remember your name. So he was out and about, and he ran into this person. And of course, he said, "Oh, hello, how are you? How have you been?" And they chatted. "What have you been up to?" And then, of course, at the end of the conversation, like all clergy would say, is, "So when are you coming back to church?" And I'm excited listening to this story at this point, because I'm like, wow, could I do that? Could I meet somebody two times? And even if I recognize them, would I remember their name? How amazing is that? And I was excited, and I couldn't wait to hear what else he had to say. But then the next thing that he said crushed me. The person said, "I'm never coming back to church." You could probably hear a pin drop. It was so quiet. And the pastor went on and he said the person told them that their life was good up until they started going to church. And the minute they went to church, everything started unraveling. So why would they go back to church? That hit me hard, and I'm going to tell you why. If you listened to my podcast in January, you heard my testimony of what I went through when I found God again, when I came back to the church, when I started living for God. You see, I had always believed in God and always tried to live my best life. But I really wasn't living for God, because I didn't even recognize some of the things that I had was through God. I could point out certain miracles in my life, but there was so much more than I knew, because I hadn't been going to church and living for God, that there's stuff that I didn't see. But let me tell you, if you're not living for God, even though you believe in Him, when you decide to go back and start living for Him 100% and giving it your all, watch the chaos that ensues every part of your life. Because that's exactly what happened to me. Every part of my life, personal business, my marriage, everything became chaotic. So much so that I was crying almost every single day. That I went to my pastor in tears and couldn't understand why I'm doing everything I need to be doing. What is wrong? What am I messing up on? Now, this pastor that I was going to, the church was only 20 minutes away. It's a great church. It was about 2 hours, sometimes 2.5 hours long on Sunday. But he gave a great sermon, kept your attention. You could feel the spirit there, and I loved this church. And my pastor said, Whatever you do, don't stop. Don't stop, because it's the enemy. It's the devil. It's Satan. He's trying to keep a hold on you. He doesn't want to lose you. There was something going on in your life that he had you, and now you're slipping out of his hands. And he's going to do everything in his power to bring you back. And so when the pastor said that this person went to church 2 times and was already giving up, I wanted to cry. I could feel tears coming to my heart, coming to my eyes, because I just knew, don't give up. I wanted to find that person and say, don't give up. And that story kept me up all night long, praying, not just for that soul, but all the others in the world just like it, because that was me. That was my life. That's a great testimony, but I'm not going to tell you about that testimony again, because I gave it to you in January. But let me tell you the rest of the story. Something that I didn't even realize until I was up all night long thinking about my story. So finally, after years, I'm telling you, years of praying for everyone that was causing chaos in my life. Let me tell you what wound up happening, because I persevered. I didn't give up. And part of that is because I'm very stubborn. I wasn't ready to let go, and I didn't. I believed at first what was going on was a test of God. God was testing me to see how bad I really wanted to be there. When I look back at that, I can tell you, no way. That was not of God. God does not cause chaos, and he wouldn't test you like that. Think about it. You're coming to him. Why would he do anything to discourage you from coming to him? He wouldn't. But we know who would. The enemy, who's got you slipping through their fingers. So don't make the mistake of thinking, God, why me? Why are you doing this to me? Because it's not him. God's not of chaos. He's of love. And he wouldn't do anything to push you away, not even in a test. So anyway, let me get back. So years goes by of praying for my husband and people I felt like were now my enemy. 5.5 years later, my husband says, let's go to church. Something I would have told you 5.5 years earlier would have never happened. I would be going to church forever alone. But I had been praying for him and been praying, God, as much as I love my church, if I need to go, if we need to find another church that preaches the truth that my husband will like, help us find it. Let me tell you the power of God. Let me tell you what God did. And I just realized this part of the story that I tell in January. So I told you in January that when my husband decided to go back to church, he didn't want to go to a church that was 20 minutes away. He didn't want to go to a church that he felt was long. I wanted to go to a church that was closer. And there was a church at the front of my street for many, many years, but it wasn't teaching the truth. And I had said at one point, I wanted to go check out that church, but I never did. It was like God took this disinterest in it away from me, because he knew that wasn't the right church. But when my husband decided he wanted to go to church, guess what happened? That church moved out, and another church that preaches the truth moved in. And it just so happened that my granddaughter was going to that church and said, Graham, you ought to try this church. I think you'll like it. So my husband wakes up one day and says, let's go to church. And we go to the church that's 1.5 blocks away. You could walk to it if you had to. It's only 1 hour, sometimes a little longer, maybe 1.5 hours, but it's shorter. But the preaching is just as good. It holds your attention. And now that I've been going to church like for 5.5 years and studying and learning, of course I'm going to be paying attention to what this pastor is saying, because I want my husband to be interested in a church that preaches the truth. So I'm going to listen to every single thing this pastor's telling us. And so far, so good. It matches up with the Bible. But I thought about this just last night because I couldn't sleep, of course. God knew that when my husband would be ready to go to church, it had to be a church that was close, shorter service, with a pastor just as dynamic that preaches the truth. And God put it a block and a half away from my house. Now that is how powerful God is. He said, okay, your husband wants to go to church? I didn't even know. He just woke up one day and said, let's go to church. I didn't see that coming. But God knew that's what my husband was going to do. So he lined up this church. And I know people are going to be like, oh, that's a coincidence. No, it's not. Because that other church could have stayed. Or they could have still left. But the pastor that's there now was on the other side of the river. He could have found another building to move to. But for some reason, God put his heart right by my house. Why? Why? He had a church on the other side. He was going to be moving that church over here. That flock over there was going to have to go a little bit further. But they didn't mind. It was my husband that didn't want to go far. So, guys, that's not a coincidence. God was appealing to my husband. And when he knew, when he recognized that my husband was ready, he lined everything up so that now I can go to church with my husband, which means a lot to me. And I was trying to get my children to church. My daughter finally started coming. And remember the story that I was telling you about in January of my testimony, how I had problems with my first son, my oldest child, and his wife? Not only did everything come together, but at the end of January, they gifted me a car. My son just called me up out of the blue and said, Mom, I want you to come up this weekend. I have a gift for you. His wife and him gave me a car. I can't tell you how I cried. And thinking about it, I cried. Because that's the power of God. That's coming full circle. Everything that was chaotic came full circle 6 years later. 5.5 years later with my husband, and 6 years later with everyone else. Now that's a long time, you would say. A long time to go through a lot of chaos with a lot of people, especially the ones you love. But in the end, it was worth it. Because it wasn't about just them at all. It was about me. It was about me learning the lessons God needed me to learn. And no, God didn't send that to me at all. Satan did. But let me tell you, God can take anything and turn good from it. And that's exactly what happened. Satan said, oh, I'm losing you. I'm losing you. Watch this. You're going to miss me. You're coming back to me. And I didn't. And I'm not going to tell you that when you live a Christian life and you get through that, that now it's all rosy. No, you're going to have problems. You will. But when you do have problems, you'll know how to deal with them. You'll be better prepared for it. And for those of you who are struggling because you found God, don't give up. Don't give up. When the chaos stops, when the enemy realizes you're not giving in to him, the blessings that you will receive will outweigh the pain and agony that you're suffering right now. My relationships are stronger in every way. In every way. God is that powerful. A lot more powerful than the enemy. Why would you give in to someone lesser than God? If I'm going to have to pick and choose which side, I want the strongest side I can have. I want the person behind me that can conquer anything and everything I'm going through. And the enemy can't do that for me. In fact, the enemy doesn't want to do that for me. But God does. And he's proven it. Not that he had to. But I see things now that God is in my life doing for me that I didn't notice before. Someone out there obviously needed to hear, don't give up. They needed to hear that, hey, you found God, keep going. Don't stop. Don't let the enemy have you. Don't let the enemy win. Give it to God. Pray. Pray and pray. Don't stop going to church, because I would not be where I am right now if I would have given up. And I thank God for guiding me through the chaos. You know, maybe you won't go through that much chaos. Maybe it won't take 6 years. Maybe it'll only take a few months. But I could tell you, with each year, it did get less and less. And I did get stronger and stronger. And yeah, I'm still going to have issues in my life, because that's what happens. That's what happens on this earth right now. But I'm here to tell you, God is love. He's not going to bring chaos to you, but he will guide you through it. I really hope, I really pray that this helps anybody. I hope I can encourage you. If you want to find God, find him. Go to church and don't stop. No matter what happens, don't stop. Listen. Listen and pray and be stubborn. And if you're not in the area of St. Charles Parish, or Lafourche Parish, and you want to check out the church, you can go to Hope Church. You can find it on Facebook, and you can listen to his sermon right there. Sometimes you'll catch Pastor Hines. Sometimes you'll catch an associate pastor. But they're good sermons, and they'll teach you the truth. That the most important thing is it'll guide your heart. So whoever's out there that's lost, that's running away from the church because of chaos, I beg you to come back. I pray for you, and I beg you to come back to the church. Don't give up. Whatever you do, don't give up. Don't give up. Because God loves you. We love you. Thank you for listening. And God bless. For comments or questions, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Dorisi and our Facebook pages at Yappy Studio or Louisiana Entertainment Association. Anything and Everything with Dorisi is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out every week. So come on back. Feel free to add us to your favorite RSS feed and iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pod, and our favorite, Podbean. All links are found in our show notes below.